There are 6 million bald men in Britain, and between them, they spend millions of pounds a year trying to keep their hair. Well, when you get a haircut, there's no guaranteed cure for baldness, so what are they spending their money on, and why? Only these 6 men were prepared to come clean. One of them has had more than £8,000 worth of hair transplants. 2 have hair that's not their own. 1 even sprays paint onto his head. This film is about what it feels like to go bald before your time. It's not easy going bald, and it's even harder if you're one of the 20% of men who start receding in their 20s. Russell David began losing his hair 7 years ago, when he was just 21. When Jean was 8, Harriet Kelly enrolled the children in music and dance classes at the dance studio where she worked as a receptionist. In 1938, at the age of 26, Jean Kelly decided it was now or never and bought a one-way ticket to New York City. In his first week, he secured a spot in the chorus line for the Cole Porter musical Leave It to Me, dancing while the young Mary Martin sang My Heart Belongs to Daddy. Melody and her friend Shirley, both 30, live in Hannahtown, a district of Kingston, Jamaica, where round stomachs, big thighs and womanly hips are celebrated. In Jamaica, greetings like What's up, fatty, or hello, fatness, are seen as compliments. A size 10 body is deemed horribly thin, and most men think Naomi Campbell has the body of a prepubescent child. Big hips like Melody's are seen as an asset to be accentuated rather than disguised. Anorexia is virtually unheard of on this island. Instead, image-conscious women are willing to go to any lengths to attain a nice, shapely and fat body. For Melody and Shirley, that means taking hormone-laden pills that farmers feed their chickens.